We are going to be talking back to the Docker. We're going to be talking about Docker again. We're basically going to be finishing where we left off and starting like a new type of topic. But like it's still going to be related to Docker, but it's going to be like a different type of different type of thing we're talking about. Like, but for me, mostly I want to focus on, you know, what happened with Docker Code, just how people feel about it. So my focus question for today is, what is Docker and how can we protect it and the people in the system? Well, we explained what Docker was, but I don't think people really got the real understanding. To some people, Docker is like just another program going to help people so that they won't, like, you know, feel left out or anything. But to other people, it's what helped them grow. And now I am about to okay. So this person is a dreamer, and he wants to explain how he feels about this certain topic. Okay. And his name is Justino, and he's a dreamer who has lived in the U.S. since he was 11 years old, and that is the same age I am, but I'm going to turn 12, but let's get back to him. Ooh, the static is not as good. Now he is counting down the days he has left in the United States. 312.
Then my mom, at one point in time, realized I need to give my children a better future. So we came to the United States for two reasons. One, to escape extreme poverty. And the second one was because of domestic violence. Thanks to that, I'm alive today.
Now he can pay to the rights of the undocumented people.
So my mom was really clear to us. She told us, being undocumented means that you're going to have to work three times as hard as everyone else to be able to get.
This morning, Secretary Napolitano announced new actions my administration will take to amend our nation's immigration policy to make it more fair.
That's Obama talking.
And more just, specifically for certain young people, sometimes called dreamers.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
You know, at one point in time, a couple of years ago, I definitely felt betrayed by society, because I grew up in a place where people would tell me, look, if you do well in school, if you do X, Y, and Z, then you're going to find those opportunities. And I did all those things. I did everything that they told me to do, and yet I didn't get those opportunities. The way we're paying back is by organizing people on the ground, informing, educating our base, recruiting more people, because this fight, you know, it's about people power. It's we have power in numbers. And one thing that we can do is definitely shift the map of who is representing us in Washington, D.C. We as undocumented youth, we are going to make sure that they remember when November comes. Because the longer they wait to pass something like, you know, a Clean Dream Act, that means more deportations are going to continue to happen, more people are going to continue to be detained, and we can't let that happen.
Thank you. Okay, so we're back, and you guys basically heard what he was saying. Like, he feels DACA is more than just another thing to help him out, to get him to be able to stay here. DACA is basically his life. He came here when he was 11, and he has been in that DACA program ever since, and he has felt safe. DACA, that program made him feel safe. So if people just think that it's another one of those fidgety stuff, it's really not. It means like people, to some people, it means their whole life. And I know I'm not as, you know, qualified to say this, but I think I know how that feels. Because for some people, it's not always what they expect. It's always more. Because to some people, it's just some things are little things. But to other people, it means the whole world to them. And that's what he was talking about. Like, people are trying to take effect. People are trying to have lives here. And I don't think a lot of people are caring about that. And we should be caring. Now, I have a few questions, and yeah, I have a few questions I want us to think about during the rest of this episode. One, do you think DACA did a good job over the years? Two, If you heard the DACA program was shutting down, how would you react personally? Not because of anyone, but how would you react? And that's what I want you guys to be talking about. I want you guys to think about it while I play some music. So hey guys, and we're back, and yeah, we're back, and I'm not like right now, I'm not that updated, you know, not, you know, I'm just writing this for ELA project, but I think something good might come out of it. But anyways, usually if I was, you know, big time, I would ask some people to come in, you know, call in and stuff like that, but you know, I'm a kid, so yeah. Anyways, back to this. So I have a few points that I want to talk about. So you see me here, I'm talking about how they are feeling, how DACA is good and all that, how people shouldn't be treating DACA treating this program any way that it could, something good will come out of it. But I don't think I really talked about how I feel. Like, I've been saying stuff, but I don't really think I talk about how I feel. So when I first heard about DACA, it was from my sister. She told me about it, and when I learned that my parents were Irish, at first I was I'm shocked. Like, I really didn't know much at that time, and it was very life-changing to me, because I just thought about it, I just couldn't, you know, I didn't really understand why they had to be at the risk of this, that why they had to be in that, put in that position, when they're caring, when they're taking care of me. So I was shook. Like, I was just scared that they might come for them one day, and that just basically put a hole in my heart, I guess, and it really scared me, like, scared me a lot. And when I tell you, that I wanted to do anything in my power to help them out, and I couldn't, I felt like I couldn't do anything to help. Like, I couldn't even, you know, I couldn't even say anything. Like, it was just a blur at that moment. And for me, it was, for like, my parents never talked about it, so I really didn't know about it. But when she told me, my sister told me, I knew why they didn't tell me. Because they didn't want me to feel this way. But I felt it. And like a few weeks later, I was actually happy. Like, I was happy about the situation. And yes, it might be weird because I was happy, but this situation basically told me that things aren't right. So I was basically searching all night, seeing what I could do. And I learned that just talking about it, just signing stuff, like, it will help. People are scared of losing, of being broken up from their family, losing their parents. They are scared and terrified losing their kids, because they didn't feel safe when they heard that DACA might be shut down. They didn't feel safe anymore. Even before, before DACA, they weren't safe. DACA made them safe. For me, when I heard about it, I thought, this is such a good program. So basically, what I'm saying is, I feel relieved. That's how I feel. I feel relieved. Because I know what's going on. And I know, even though, yes, I might be little and stuff like that, I know I can do something, change. And if anything in my power will allow things to change for them to be free, like I am, then I will give any chance to do that. Okay. Yeah, and that's basically how I feel. Okay. My next point. Why they should be heard. Yes, I'm talking about them a lot. I'm talking. It's because I need to talk. Someone needs to speak up. And if it's not going to be any adult, then it has to be the children. And if it's not going to be any other children, then it has to be me. Yes, I know I'm not special and all that, but this is very, like, I know I'm not special, like I said. But if I could do something, but if any of us could do something to help this continue to live on, then we should take the chance. Because we might never have that chance again. And we might miss the chance of showing people that people can be good. People can't. Now, not everybody's heartless. Some people are alone because they had to, because they couldn't be able to cross the border because of what? There's too many Mexicans. It doesn't even make sense for people to be having to go through that. They are human. That is inhuman. Inhuman. For people to have to be going through that because of what? Because of their race? No offense, but white people aren't even a race. Because technically, if they never left, they would be black. They would be people of color. So I don't really get how everything's different now. And people still know that we are all related in some type of way. Like, yes, we spread it out. But we are still related. We are still human. We're still living beings. We aren't toys that you can just throw anywhere you like. And you could put a boundary on them. We aren't toys. Undocumented immigrants aren't toys. They should be treated fairly. And that's what I love about DACA, because DACA makes that happen. But someone needs to enforce DACA, so that it'll be able to continue to help people with it. Because I don't think a lot of people are actually caring. Yes, there are some people who are caring, but others are just there for the entertainment. They're for the voters. They're for public appeal. Like, and it disgusts me. Honestly, disgusts me. No. Actually, offense. I mean offense. The government is corrupt. It's corrupt. People can just be bought off and the other people have to suffer because of that. Now, the other point I want to talk about, I don't think I'll be able to get the last point, but yeah. The other point I want to talk about is, has the government helped or hurted this program? And honestly, many people think many people think that the government actually helped it, because if it wasn't for them, this would never even be a thing. But actually, that is not true. If it wasn't for people speaking up, this would never be a thing. Because they're just trying to put a silent word on them. Because if they speak up, it ruins their political career, their image. So they just want to, you know, say that they supported them so that they wouldn't get hate. That's it. That's basically it. It's all of it in sentences. Okay. And so, like, I'm going to talk about current federal legislative proposals. Okay. The most recent version of the DREAM Act, H.R. 2820, was introduced in May 2019 in the House by Rep. Robel Aylard. H.R. 2820 was passed by the House Judiciary Committee on May 22, 2019, and the bill was suspensively combined with H.R. 2821. The American Promise Act of 2019 to form H.R. 6, the American Dream and Promise Act of 2019. H.R. 6 will provide permanent legal status for Dreamers as well as beneficiaries of two humanitarian programs, temporary protected status and deferred enforced departure, DED. H.R. 6 was passed the House on June 4, 2019 by a vote of 237 to 187. So you might think that, oh, why am I bi-mouthing them if they helped? Did you not just hear what I said? Let me read that line again. Let me zoom in. H.R. 6 will provide permanent legal status for Dreamers. Yes, that's a good thing. As well as beneficiaries of two humanitarian programs. Now listen to what I'm about to say. Temporary protected status. Temporary. So that they could get them rid out of here. They could do that. And when it's over, when the temporary protected status is over, they apparently already did something good, so they don't have to do any stuff more. That's why, honestly, I don't even know why people run for government. For the money, for fame, like, there's no point in going there if you know you're just gonna mess shit up for yourself. Sorry for my language, but honestly, you're just gonna mess shit up. Like, it's just so hero. Like, I don't even know why they even do it. Like, do you have an urge to? But whatever you do, just know that people are watching. The truth always comes out. No matter how much you try to hide it, how many people you want to pay off, the truth comes out. If you want to kill them, I'm not saying this to be disrespectful. Go ahead. But just know that the truth will come out and you'll be destroyed in the end. Because all the people you're killing, all the people you're paying off, it's going to come back right at you. Okay. And so, we're about to end, but I want to give you guys a little time to reflect on what I said.
Wearing
Okay, so we're back, and I just hope that you guys thought about it a lot. Like, basically, I hope that you guys really think about it. I want your opinion. Like, I want you guys, your reaction. I want to know how you feel. Like, even if it's not what I'm saying, I will always understand because I have felt the same way. Like, I didn't even know what DACA was until, you know, that incident. But just to let you know, some things may not be as bad as they seem. You might think that some people are saying the wrong thing, et cetera, but you need to really dig deep. Dig deep for yourself. For me, it took hours of research. For you, it might just take one click for you to realize what's happening around you. Because some of us, we like to be trapped in our own little bubble. And I will say this. I loved to be trapped in my own little bubble until I met some fantastic people. But, you know, things happen. But anyways, if people around you can't help you get out of your bubble, you can. Just to let you know that outside worlds, yes, it might be horrible, it might be vicious. But there's always the good. Not everything is bad. Well, I used to think everything was bad. Because, like, you know, past relationships for me was just, you know, a kind of bummer stuff. But I'll always come back to where was you. For me, for relationships, when I build strong relationships with people, they just end up, you know, crashing down and stuff like that. But I'm really hoping this time is different for me. Like, honestly, I'm really hoping this time is different. Anyways, enough for the sad stuff. Okay, and some people are asking, what music am I listening to? And basically, the music I'm listening that I play sometimes it comes from this YouTuber called Relax Daily. You can see it. Also, he has this new, he would not forgive me if I did not tell you about his new mix, B/Slides N1, also on Spotify. And what he does relaxing instrumental background music. He does soft, slow, and relaxing music for work, to focus, study, or just relax.